Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland, New York, New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tower,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Well, welcome home, everybody, to episode number 8 of the My DVC Points Community Hall podcast. My name is Chad Pennycuff, and I am your host tonight. And we are going to be having a classic DVC debate tonight. And we've got some members that are coming in. If you could, go ahead and subscribe, like, share the show. If you're watching us live, we'd love to put your comments up on the screen and interact with you. If you're catching the replay on YouTube or on a podcast, that's okay. Just know that on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, we film this show live every single week, and we'd love to have you be a part of it live. But if you can't, that's why we're on YouTube and Facebook, and we even have a podcast going. So you can find it on Apple, Stitcher, any place else. Just search for Community Hall Podcast. So, okay, let me come back in before we get started here. I always forget to do this, but I need to give a huge shout out over to our sponsors. DVCRentalStore.com is sponsoring our show, and right now you can save thousands on guaranteed reservations. Throughout this whole COVID crisis, members have points that they can't use, so they could be expiring. So DVC Rental Store just has them grab a reservation, make it, and they list them on their site. And you can get things as low as 10 bucks a point. 10 bucks, okay? There's some at 10, some at 12, some at 14, some at 16. And normal rate is like $21 a point. But when you look at this and go, man, your DVC dues are 7-8 bucks a point each. And you can use some fire sale dues for 10 bucks and you didn't have to buy the point, no long-term commitment. It really makes the case as to, hey, why don't you come back in and bank your points? Or even better, rent your points for 16 bucks, you know, on a 11-month rental, and then pick up some of these fire sale points. DVCRentalStore.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. And now I'm going to come back in and go back over to Kidani Village. And I want to welcome in our team tonight to have this discussion about Team Kidani versus Team Jumbo. So let me come back in and we will welcome to the show Gina, our producer.
Hi.
Hey, Gina, how are you? How are you?
Hanging in there. School starts tomorrow, so this is my calm before the storm.
Oh, we got you on this last day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm excited now, to be here.
We've got an interesting situation because Gina is going to be with us tonight, and she's going to be doing the swing vote, okay? Because you haven't stayed at either resort, right?
Nope, only visited. I only ate there.
Awesome. So it's our job on screen tonight, and you guys in watching at home, make the comments as well, and we're going to try to convince Gina as to how we should vote on this as well. Gina, do you want to go ahead and throw up the online poll? Okay.
There it is.
Awesome. And so Team Kidani versus Team Jumbo, you can pick up a smartphone, another tab in your web browser. Just go over to crowd.live/AKV, and you can come back in and vote with us. We've got about 7 little polls tonight that we're going to go through in this deal. And we'll be switching back and forth on this, showing how everybody who's watching has voted and how those of us on screen have voted as well. So we'll start to get some live feedback on that. So we're really excited to do this. And then let me come back in and let's welcome Sam to the show.
Hi, Chad. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Hey, Sam. So, Sam, how long have you been a DVC member and where's your home resorts?
So 5 years now. We are original Grand Floridian owners.
Okay.
But add-on-itis hit quick, and we added on direct at Grand Flow originally. And then a couple years ago, added on a couple of Animal Kingdom contracts resale. So,
oh, it took 2 add-ons at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, it did. And we might talk about this more later. I had my eyes squarely fixed on those club rooms, which you have to acquire in the first 10 seconds of the window opening. So that was the reason for our Animal Kingdom Lodge contracts.
Awesome. 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 Well, yeah, if you want to get in the dogfight for them club or the value rooms, you got to be an owner there. So you did that right, Sam. Okay. Let's welcome to the show as well, Wendy. So, hey, Wendy, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Chad. How are you?
I cannot complain. Wendy, where's your home resort and how long have you been a member?
So I bought Bay Lake Tower resale in 2016. And then I added a small Animal Kingdom contract just to get the blue card. So I bought that direct. And then I bought another Bay Lake Tower and another Animal Kingdom because neither one of them was enough. And I just added on a small beach club this year. So awesome. I have 5 contracts in total.
Well, the add-on-itis is real at your house. That much we know.
It is.
Right? And so now let's welcome back Lindsay, or first time, I guess. Let's welcome Lindsay to the show. Hey, Lindsay, how are you tonight?
Oh, we can't hear you.
Yep, we've got some audio issues there. So I'll let you work on that. And let's welcome back to the show as well, Brad. So, hey, Brad, how are you? Welcome back to, I guess this is your first time on the live Community Hall show.
Right. Yeah. You and I did a one-on-one, but this is my first time in your Community Hall. So, hey, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, well, welcome back to the MyDVC Points community, Brad. And you're a regular over at the Resort Loop DVC Roundtable.
Yeah.
So we're excited to steal you from them for a little bit and borrow some of your wisdom.
So say, yeah, if you watch that show and you hear Brad being a dork, hey, now you know what he looks like.
Now we can put a visual with it as well. Okay. Well, let me give Lindsay a try here and see if she got her stuff working. And we'll go ahead and add her back. So Lindsay, are you with us tonight? I hear some things trying.
There she is. Oh, we see her.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we've got some connectivity issues here. I see her putting her AirPods in and out. So we will circle back in and see if we can pick Lindsay up a little bit later tonight. Okay, so let's come back into some crowd comments as well. And so... And well, Mary just starts right off Team Kidani. Like Mary just jumping in on that one as well. Okay. Yep. And Rachel says that she loves watching the live stream. And now Mary says hello. Okay.
Hi.
After shots fired, Mary. Okay. And then we need to get Gina at Animal Kingdom. Evelyn says hi. Scott says hello from Biloxi, Mississippi. And so Holly says, hi, everyone. She's excited to hear everybody's opinion because they've ate at Boma before and will be staying at Jumbo for the first time in December.
Yay.
Oh, great. And
Mary's like, she has 2 add-on contracts at Animal Kingdom as well. She says, Wendy is my kind of person with all those add-ons.
Yay.
Okay. And then Justin says, Kidani was our first DVC stay on points, the 3rd room from the lobby, and we had a great stay with our 2 little girls. I was sold on DVC the second my 3-year-old shouted, Dad, this is amazing.
Oh, that's great.
That's cost us all a lot of money, that kind of responsibility.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And Scott saying he thinks his next add-on will be Animal Kingdom. And there we go. Oh, Mary just says she just wanted to let everybody know where she stands. And then that says, hello from Lakeland.
Yay.
If the comments beat me on my click, I don't get it. Okay. Because it just jumps up. So, okay.
Yeah, there it goes. Yeah, there it goes again.
And then Valerie is here for Team Jumbo as well. So let's come back in and check in on our poll. And we'll get this thing started off, Gina, if you want to.
Okay. So let's see. We have only 9 voters. So more people need to log in.
Yep. So okay.
Give them another minute and then I'll start.
Yep, crowd.live/Team Jumbo. crowd.live/AKV, right?
Okay.
I don't want to like sway the audience here. So I just kept it neutral with AKV, okay?
Okay. I'll start it now. Okay, I'm starting now.
Okay. So in this first category, we're going to be talking about best rooms on property, okay? And Gina, I'll let you go ahead and get the banners going there.
Yes.
So best rooms on property, and it looks like, Lindsay, why don't you go ahead and, well, I guess Lindsay's
not here.
Yeah, we lost Lindsay, so I will go ahead and do best room here. Okay, so let me come back in and share with you guys. This is a phenomenal resource over at dvcinfo.com, and I'm just going to go ahead and share that screen. And we're going to add this. and go ahead and kill the banner there, Gina.
Yes.
So what I do for all resorts is I go over to DVC Info, because Russ has just this amazing chart where he comes back in and maps out all of the different room types for you. Okay. And right now, if you look at this chart, he's got one on Animal Kingdom inventory, one on Kidani inventory. And by looking at the chart, so you can start to see how many rooms there are of every type. So they both have standard view rooms, which may be parking lot. It may be weeds. It may be meh savanna. Okay. Or partial savanna. And then they've got the full square on to the savanna view rooms. And those are some of the most desirable rooms there, in my opinion. But we'll hear from some club level and some value fans as well. Okay. And so only Jumbo has the value and the club level rooms. Okay. And the club level rooms are up on the sixth floor. And then everything else in the Jumbo house is on the fifth floor. DVC has taken over the entire fifth floor of the resort. And then let's see here. Wendy, were you going to cover the Kidani side?
I can, sure.
Go ahead there. So,
okay. So I am Team Kidani, especially for rooms. So the studios in both properties are about the same, but the one bedrooms and the two bedrooms at Kidani are a little bit bigger, and I stay mostly in two bedrooms, often some one bedrooms, and they have the extra bathroom. So that is huge to me, to have that extra third bathroom in the two bedroom, for example, getting ready in the morning. So that's why I'm Team Kidani.
Got it. And if you're a two bedroom person, Kidani will also have some dedicated two bedrooms for you as well. Whereas if you're over on the Jumbo side, you'll start to see here, like the number of dedicated at Jumbo. Let me scroll up. You look at his charts. Down here at Jumbo, you've kind of got nothing, right? Everything is a studio and a one bedroom, and you book them both to get the two bedrooms. Okay.
There's also that difference on the Grand Villas between the two.
Yeah.
So those Kidani Grand Villas are incredible. The two floors. I've just seen them on the videos. I've never actually had a chance to be in one, but across two floors, wide open. Of course, on the Jumbo side, the Grand Villas have that one special feature of having a billiards table
right
in their extra room. But it's one level, but it's kind of like a little gaming parlor billiards room. So that's something distinct about the Jumbos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another really key difference there as well, is if you're into the Grand Villas, you get the extra pool table in one level, but you don't get the kind of the sweeping views. Okay. You know, from like the grand foyer looking down over the two-story aspect of it. I'm scheduled to go to a Grand Villa in November. I was scheduled to go there last year, and there was a maintenance problem, and we ended up over at Copper Creek for a few nights in a Grand Villa there. So I'm really excited to get back over to Jumbo's Grand Villas. So, nice. Okay. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And so anybody have any other... What's that?
I was going to say, yeah, with the Grand Villas at Jumbo too, I believe, doesn't it have the extra extended balcony?
Yes. You have three semicircle balconies there that are absolutely huge.
Makes it a whole other room out there. You could do a party out there. It's so big.
As a matter of fact, it is. My friend Aaron, who lives down there, because he's local, is going to use his points for like Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve at Jumbo to get in Super Bowl parties, if we have a Super Bowl this year, okay, to host a Super Bowl party in the Grand Villa there, okay? Wow. So it is like a really, really, really good party spot, and I think that would be a great use of points if I was local to Orlando, okay? Come back in and blow them out on something really cool and fun.
Just give him all of our emails.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And then... the other part that you've got there at the Jumbo side is the value rooms. Now, are any of you guys value fans?
Oh. I've not stayed yet. No, I haven't been able to be in a value room.
A week from now, I could tell you. So I arrive next Sunday, My first three nights are in a value. So
okay. Got it.
But at 10 points, and my points cost about a little less than $8 a point, staying for $80 a night at Animal Kingdom, I'm sure I'm going to love those rooms a lot.
You cannot beat the point charts there over there. At,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
No, over there at all. Okay. And just to check back in, if people want to come back in and vote, that would be awesome through the app. And we'll start to check in and see how everybody's doing. Okay. Other thing I can tell you is not only do you've got some really, really, really good cheap rooms there, but you've also got the high end over at the club level. So you've kind of got the range. And I was supposed to be in a value last weekend, and the whole trip got canceled because it was the pre-cruise Walt Disney stay. And yeah, didn't happen because the cruise didn't make it. So another year.
So is it the case that those value rooms studio are for certain portions of the year or all of the year, the cheapest studio in all of Disney World?
Mm-hmm. In all of DVC. Yeah. Well, maybe not.
Hilton Head might be less.
Hilton Head in January. Yeah, I think they might have them beat, but it is definitely by far the cheapest in Walt Disney World.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're looking to stretch points, that's a great way to come back in and do that. And as the cost of dues rise in other resorts, I mean, I used to look at it and I went, I want to buy Animal Kingdom because I want to pay their dues. Now I'm looking at it like all the dues are pretty well the same now. So
so I'm trying to win Gina's vote for Jumbo House in this. So, you know, we have the range. You have the value, and then you have
the concierge.
You stretch all the way up to the club level. So, you know,
and there's one more secret hidden thing, at least I don't know if you guys have experienced this as well, but the last two times we've stayed at Jumbo in a standard room, I had almost as good a view of the Savannah as I've had in Savannah View rooms.
Oh, that's sometimes I've heard that.
They come around the fence on the side and they'll come over there and they eat across the fence to the trees and stuff. We go out there and see two, three giraffes, a couple zebras, and I'm in a standard room. It's like, oh.
I've had the opposite happen to me, Brad. I was at Kidani and paid for a standard view and was on the backside. And it was really overlooking the Holiday Inn Orange Lake Resort.
Oh, yeah.
And you heard all the noise. And I was just like, guys, like, you need to reclassify this room, okay?
Yeah.
This is not anywhere near the experience of being on the Inner Circle looking over the Savannah.
Yeah, that's okay? That is something that happens at Jumbo, but I've never had it happen at Kidani where if I got a standard room, I got a standard view. I got the parking lot. I got, you know, nothing fancy. Jumbo,
well, I paid for Savannah and got standard or less than, in my opinion. But
how significantly smaller are the value rooms, Chad, the one bedroom and the studio than the regular? Do we know the square foot numbers on those?
Yeah, it's over here on Russ's chart. I can look at it really quick. So a value studio is 316 square feet, and a standard one at Kidani is 366 or 365. So you're talking roughly 40 square feet, okay? I think the rooms are about 10 foot wide, and I think they were saying it's about 4 foot off of the room. And so, and what it is they're all converted hotel rooms, okay? They were meant to be cheaper hotel rooms, and so they couldn't really put that extra bed in the one side to make it a sleep five over there at the value one bedrooms. So that's kind of what you're giving up is some floor space in there. I think everything else is the same in there except for the flip-out couch and the one-bedroom side. But let's come back in and see what the audience has to say on some of these comments here. And we'll come back in. And so Willie was saying he's excited for our stay in 3 weeks. He scored two value studios at Jumbo for the first time. And I think he's local so he can pop over there. And he's just catching a COVID break because normally in normal conditions, somebody has to cancel for a non-owner to get them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we did an interview with Willie a while back, and I know he owns Polly and Copper Creek. Mm-hmm. And so, okay. And Scott's just saying, I love club level. Winston is saying, I love the extra bathroom and space. and the 1 and 2 bedroom at Kidani. They are, that extra bathroom is like a game changer. Okay.
It is very nice.
Yes.
Yes. And then Amy was saying Jumbo Studios have better bathrooms for people who don't like to share. The sink is outside the toilet and shower room. Okay. Oh,
good point.
That does make that kind of nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have not been to a studio over at Kidani, but I have been to the 2 bedrooms there. So I'd have to come back in and think how that all goes down. Okay. Willie was also commenting that Kidani, the Grand Villa has the loft. Jumbo has the pool table. And Amy was saying for standard views, we always choose Jumbo for no parking lot views. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will not get a parking lot view at Jumbo as well. And let me come back in and show this chart as well. And somebody asked a question about it, but our friend Micah from Mouse Perks did this chart. And this chart is like widely circled around the internet. We don't have one for Kidani yet, but if you look at the chart, he comes back in and shows you, hey, this is where the Savannah rooms are. And this is what you could get if you get a standard view room. Notice you do have a really good shot at getting a pool view. Okay. But you've also got a good shot of being kind of on the inside or backwards looking over the Savannah. So I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't complain at all if I booked a standard view room and I was any place along the inside here. Okay. If I booked it and I got the pool view, well, to me, that's like the parking lot over at Kidani, okay? But that link is over at Mouse Perks. If you go back to the first links prior to the episodes there, I did post a link over this here. Excuse me. This link is from mouseowners.com. This is the first place that showed up in a Google search when I searched for his photo. But I know the same photo is everywhere. And you can start to see from the Disney map that he marked up versus Google Earth as well. So I didn't want to point that out as well as another great resource out there to help people come in and pick rooms, okay? And any more room comments here, Wendy, Gina, we've got to come back in. And Winston said his kids love sitting on the bar stools for breakfast at the Kidani kitchen. And so Mary was saying her daughter loves those as well. And Glenn's just saying hi to everybody.
Hi, Glenn.
And Amy says you feel the size difference in the value 1 bedrooms for sure. The bedroom door hits the bed. Mm. Okay. So that could be a really good deal. Mm-hmm. So I think we're ready to come back in and vote for best rooms. And so, Sam, why don't you come back in and lead us off here on our votes?
Sure. I think the extra bathroom in the 1 bedrooms and 2 bedrooms and the loft at Kidani takes me to Team Kidani as well. Are we voting now?
We're voting.
One for Kidani. I got it. One for Kidani. Okay. Wendy.
Okay. Oops. Team Kidani.
Oh, definitely. That's two.
Okay. Brad?
And I didn't know about the signs. I didn't know I was supposed to print one for each thing. I thought we had one for the one I picked overall. So I will say it would be hard. If I'm going by myself, I would be Team Jumbo all the time. But when you have 2 women traveling with you, Team Kidani. Those 2 bathrooms are the deal breaker.
Yep. They're the deal breaker.
This one is really tough for me because we love those extra bathrooms, okay? But at the same point in time, you've got – I'm like struggling to hit this button here, just simply due to the added booking options of Club and Value, but I'm still going Team Kidani. So,
and I'm Team Kidani, 2 bathrooms. You can't beat 2 bathrooms, and I travel with all women. So,
there you go. So, and we'll come back in and start to look at the crowd results here as well and see where the crowd ended up. We were 100% over at Team Kidani, but when we look at the crowd view, okay. The crowd comes back in and 71% for Team Kidani. So the crowd isn't quite as strong as we are, but they're leaning that way.
They're still okay? there. Yep.
They're still there. So Gina, go ahead and take us over to the next section then, and that will be food and beverage. Okay. And if you're just now joining in, you can come back in crowd.live/AKV and vote on the next one. And so, okay, so on this section, Sam, why don't you kick us off here?
Sure, I was going to talk about Jumbo dining options. So just to review what's over there, I'm kind of on the high-end signature dining experience. So two credits if you're on the dining plan, GECO. I guess in the description here, traditional African, Indian, Mediterranean mm-hmm. cuisine. You can find something you like. They've got a great wine selection there. We've eaten there a few times, love it. Great signature dining experience. Over kind of the same section, now all these restaurants, when you walk into the resort, they're like down and to the right. Right next to it is Boma, which is a cafeteria buffet style. Great place for breakfast and lunch and dinner. They have separate buffets for breakfast from the lunch and dinner. One little note there, my family was eating there one time, and like we're a family of seven, and they found out my wife is Indonesian, and the Indonesian head chef came out and said, Indonesia. And he cooked a special dessert for us that he brought out. That was an Indonesian dessert, and loved it. So we've been Boma fans ever since. And I'll say, and so also on the quick service side, the Mara, this is actually one of our favorite, I'm doing my Jumbo plugs as I do this. One of our favorite quick services. I mean, the decor is fine, but it just seems like the selection at the Mara, very nice. Right there by the pool.
It does have a wide variety down there. I'll give it that. Yeah. But it's a wide variety of the same old stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see like unique stuff on their menu, or it hasn't popped out as unique to me of something I would eat. I'll put it to you that way.
A wide range of Disney comfort food, though. And so goes from
burgers, from chicken fingers. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Great right? for kids. But that's great for kids.
Yeah. It is,
or people
it is great
who eat like kids. Or people who eat like kids.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? The pool bar out there as well. They do have a wine bar in GECO called Cape Town Lounge and Wine Bar. I've never been there.
Oh, wow.
I've seen it kind of off to the side on the beverage side. But I will put a special plug in for the Victoria Falls Lounge, which
really cool bar.
When you ask people, what's your favorite place to relax in Disney World for a drink, a beverage of choice, I always want to shout at the podcast, Victoria Falls Lounge. So
we've heard of it a few times.
It's just beautiful. Yeah. It's like you walk off the lobby. It's an open area. You look down on Boma to see people dining there. You can look. Gorgeous. You're still in the open lobby area. Just a great place to relax. Beautiful dark wood, Victoria Falls Lounge. So that's the dining experience over at Jumbo. So, Gene, I hope you heard all those magnificent places and range and options you have.
I did. Well, I'm thinking Peter Dominic, so that's another thing. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, and I would Animal Kingdom Lodge in general, I'd say, is top three, both together, Kadani and Jumbo. I almost say clearly in the top two, mm-hmm. certainly three, in for all food. Of Disney World for dining, hands down.
As far as a resort, yeah.
And we're about to hear about Sanaa, and Sanaa's fantastic. I don't want to take away
can
from
add one
Sanaa.
More thing for can I add one more thing for Jumbo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is that Waniyama Safari. I don't know whether to put that in here with the dining or with the events, but that's an advantage. The Waniyama Safari
package.
Yeah, I don't think it's active.
Yeah,
right
that's amazing.
But that I've set that up for clients, and they absolutely love it. And they finish it out with a meal at GECO. So it's an incredible experience.
I've done that before. Nice. It's fabulous. It's very intimate. It's like a nice intimate setting for the safari. I think when we went, there was only six of us. And then you all eat together family style at GECO. It's amazing. And before you go out in the safari, you have a little like a little bread service before you go and a little explanation of some of the food. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you got me a bread service now. You can't mention bread service like and not get me to drink.
We had to sneak that in Jumbo, you know?
So, and maybe I should throw in the club level. I'm not, the club level has very nice dining as well. And, you know, they always have me at Bottomless Mimosas. So whenever that's out there,
that's good.
And they'll also serve you a Jumbo Juice mimosa at the club lounge. So fantastic stuff there. And they will, they'll bring their chefs up from GECO to create some of the afternoon and evening dishes there. So
we have been known
Jumbo,
to make
Jumbo
food for the day. Right. We're one of those people.
Bottom line, finding good food you're going to like at Jumbo, falling off a horse is easier.
Okay. I don't know how to top that line.
Okay. Or maybe I said that wrong, but it's really easy to find good food at Jumbo is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. GECO is really, really, really good. Okay. If you're going to do the signature dining thing, that's up there at the top of my list for signature dining. BOMA, I never feel like I get my money's worth out of it. Okay. We went there with three adults. Okay. The other last time I was there, it was $200 for three people.
Oh, that's a lot.
By the time you add this, and we're looking at it, we're going, that was with the tables in Wonderland discount. Okay. Oh, wow. It was like, yeah. It was like, wow, like grab your wallet. This it's good, but I don't know that it's $60 worth of good. Okay.
So what you're kind of saying, it wasn't about the quality of food. It's just what you had to pay for that. Just didn't.
The value. Value didn't match.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. Okay.
It's just like mass trough deal. And I'm surprised no Mouse Quiz players have commented about the zebra gnomes. Okay.
Not yet.
We use zebra gnomes as a distractor question on Mouse Quiz and it became like legendary, but you can get all you can eat zebra domes. Okay. Let me say that properly now. Zebra domes over at BOMA. And then you can also pick them up at the gift shops as well. I know Kidani Gift Shop has them as well because they've got the refrigerated food over there.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow. They sell them at the Mara too.
You're going to avoid your fish and chips. Get zebra domes.
Yep. And then Team Kidani has going for it because there's so much time on Jumbo, but Team Kidani also has the little refrigerated section for, like, Justin is commenting the pizzas here from the Kidani Gift Shop. Okay. They're frozen pizzas, but because it's a true DVC resort, it's built out to serve some convenience level food and items there as well. It's probably like convenience store plus in quality. Okay. And you don't really have that over at the gift shop at Jumbo. So you got to do a shout out there. And then Sanaa as well. You cannot deny the bread service at
Sanaa.
That's
where I ate. That's what I had. That was the best bread. And
it is great.
Yeah. And the little dips, whatever. So good.
Yeah. So when you start talking bread,
if you don't have a reservation.
Oh, good. Yeah.
If you can't get a reservation at Sanaa and you want to just, you know, go for something, you can actually go to their bar area and you can get the same bread service in the same menu without a reservation. Nice. They have a big table that serves like eight or so people. And then they have some smaller tables plus the bar. So if you can't get a reservation in the restaurant, that's a great place to go.
And then we have
at late night. Okay, because that bar is open later at night than the restaurants are. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming in after a long day at the park, you can head down to Sanaa and have that late night snack, right? Mm-hmm. And while we're here, like the pool bar at Kidani has like three items and they're all like microwaved, like a microwave hot dog or something. No, it's like, it's not even worth talking. The bar part and the bartenders are pretty good there.
Yeah.
Okay. But the pool stuff and the pool food, it's, go over to Jumbo, okay? Like, yeah. If Sanaa isn't in the budget or it doesn't really work for a sit-down table deal, you're just stuck going over there. And then my family's favorite deal is hop in the car and drive right around the corner, take the little back exit off property, and there's a Chick-fil-A like that far away.
Okay, that's nice. Okay?
I don't think you can count that as a.
Just like, do you count that for Jumbo or?
Yeah. We'll count it for both. Okay. Okay. But I'm just.
This is the bonus of staying. Yeah.
This is the bonus of staying there. You can literally pop off property like that fast. Yeah. Okay. Through a little back road and get down to, I think it's 192 and have all the restaurant options in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave
that. Sanaa also has a nice view of animals. So if you're there during the day, You'll have beautiful birds. We've saw a large tortoise slowly creep up one time. It's a nice, offers a nice view of the savannah, portion of the savannah.
And I've heard multiple people make the comment that Sana'a at night loses some of the value because you can't see the animals.
Oh, they leave that area.
So it's usually easier to get a reservation there after sunset because you can't look out the windows and really see the animals. They're not going to like shine lights on them, for, you know, like light them up. Yeah. So yeah, that's not going to happen either there. And Justin was saying here, the bread service and the South African mixed grill at Sana'a blew my taste buds to heaven. Mm-hmm, that is very true. Okay? And yeah, Sana'a bread service, amazing. Get Chad to drool, just two words, bread service. Yeah. Okay. And did I try the breakfast at BOMA? I did, and I still thought it was overpriced. Okay. I'm not a big buffet person anymore because, you know, I try not to overeat, and you just go in there because you feel like you got to overeat to get your money's worth out of those. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, I just blew like all kinds of dieting. So me and buffets are not friends anymore. I'll just say it that way. Okay. And so other couple of comments here as well. Have lunch at Sana'a and get the bread service at the bar.
Right.
And she says you can actually see the top of Animal Kingdom Lodge from 192. It's the main road and we use it often and it's so fun to see. That's so great. That's a great comment there from Rebecca.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Amy was saying, conversely, you can see the Target from 192 from the top floor.
Okay. Donnie, don't ask for the top floor.
Which is where I were. It's exactly where I was looking out and over at the Orange Lake Resort in my standard view rooms and really wasn't happy with it as well. So, and at least Mary's husband agrees with me. He's going to eat until he's sick. Yeah. No thanks there.
To get that cash.
Okay. I think we've pretty much covered the best food and beverage options here. One more shout out for people to come back in and vote. Come back in and, ooh, it's not even looking good over there. Anyways, Sam, go ahead and lead us off here.
No surprise here. Jumbo, jumbo, jumbo.
Okay.
All in. Now, Sana'a's a fantastic restaurant. No doubt. But Jumbo's got one of everything of anything you like. So I vote Jumbo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Wendy.
All right, I'm with you.
Team Jumbo.
Team Jumbo.
So if we were voting for the best food item, this might be a debate. Because the bread service is amazing. Chad, you're right. Like that's next time we go out, we hang out there, we need to go there. Okay. Chad, not downtown Disney. Okay,
make it okay. I threw that out there as an option. Yeah, okay.
But talking dining, it's Team Jumbo. It's Jumbo all the way.
Yeah.
You know what? I do think that it's next time we have this little debate thing, I think we will phrase the question for who has the best food item so it's somewhat of a fair fight. Because I am without question Team Jumbo. Okay. Yeah.
And I voted on CrowdPer. I'm Team Jumbo along with everyone else.
It was close.
Yeah, and so just coming in and looking at the options there, it's 100% Jumbo.
Yeah.
So 100% Team Jumbo as well. Okay, then. So let's move back over to our next area of topic. Gina, if you could go ahead and warp us over and throw up the banner. It's the best use of theme and decor. Wendy, why don't you lead us on this conversation?
Okay, both Jumbo and Kidani are very similar in the fact that they have the African theme. I mean, I don't think anyone would dispute that they're both very authentic and just very beautiful. I remember the first time staying in Animal Kingdom Lodge right after it opened and just being wowed when you walk in just to see it. And I think Jumbo has a little edge there because that lobby is just so awe-inspiring. When you walk in, especially for the first time, and you look up and you just see everything. So I think Jumbo does have a little bit of the edge with that. And the last thing I want to say about the theme and decor is one of the reasons my family likes it so much is it's so restful. Like if you're at the parks all day and you're going, 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 and you come back there, you can really, really relax in either the lobby, especially the Jumbo lobby.
I find the same thing happening at over at Kidani as well. And I really like, if we don't have a Savannah View balcony, you've got both resorts have great Savannah View lobbies that you can go out there. And there's something just really chill and relaxing and zen about hanging out with the critters. Okay. I don't know what it is. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. And does, I really think, go ahead.
I was going to say, does Jumbo have the walkout where you can go out into the Savannah like Kidani does, where you actually go out and walk around the little island area? You can get out in the Savannah to see them. They do it Jumbo too?
Yeah, you can get ground level floor there as well.
Yeah.
No, you can actually walk out into the Savannah, take a path.
Yeah, there's a walkway out, yes.
Cool. There is. I haven't done the Jumbo. I thought that was an advantage to Kidani, but they both have it. So much for that.
It really does boil down to the lobby. It's about the only thing I could figure out that's different here, because they're both so on point, okay, in terms of theme and decor, right? And as much as I love the extra bathrooms over at Kidani, the placement of that washer dryer in that room, just, you know, I bring it up in decor because I've yet to be in a Kidani room that washer and dryer door hasn't been beat up and banged up and like dented and everything else. So it does ruin the decor. Okay. It's a decor item for where they placed it, but I don't think it was an intentional deal. I think it was just an oversight, but let's come into some of the comments here as well. And Winston's just saying the Jumbo lobby is amazing and Jumbo lobby is beautiful and the pretty bridge. Oh, that's right. You've got that awesome bridge up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Our first year of DVC, we did the Disney photographer photos, okay? Mm-hmm. And they came back in and we did that shot package at Jumbo. They sent some great pictures on that bridge up there as well. So I don't know how I could forget about that. I got some great photos there as well. And then the fireplace room at Kidani just past the gift shop was so relaxing at night, okay? And I know Jumbo has a fireplace one as well, okay? And it seems like it's just past the gift shop too. So another vote for the rope bridge was cool. And then the view from Victoria Falls into the Savannah also super nice. So yes, that goes right along with everything we've said about Victoria Falls. Okay. So let's do a quick vote in CrowdPurd. And
Sam wanted to add something. What do you want to add, Sam?
So isn't it the case that Jumbo House is an official museum for the state of Florida, that it actually has so much authentic African art in it that it is actually classified as a museum? So in the theme of, you know, decor and theming. And I'm not sure if that also applies to Kidani. I thought it was to the original Jumbo House, but that's a very interesting
It's definitely all over Kidani as well. Okay. And Kidani does have that fireplace room. I know what it is. It's right on the Savannah is the fireplace one. It's like a den, like a library, I think they call it. And it's almost across the hall from the community hall there. Mm. Okay. So now I start to see what that comment was about. It took me a while to put it into perspective as well. So that being said and done, we have to vote on best use of theme and decor. And so, Sam, where are you at here?
Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House is my first, tied for first favorite lobby in all of Disney with Grand Floridian. Jumbo House.
Gotcha. Okay. Wendy?
Okay. Just because of the lobby, Team Jumbo.
Okay. Brad?
Brad's writing his sign.
I gotta start making signs. I left this out. Okay. So first time I ever stayed in Animal Kingdom, real quick. I stayed there because I couldn't get a reservation anywhere else. Because Animal Kingdom was always good for that in the beginning, because they have so many rooms, you can find something there. There at Saratoga. And Saratoga's where I owned. I didn't want to stay there again. So I stayed there, walked into the Kidani lobby, and absolutely felt like I'd left the United States. I don't think there's a single resort anywhere on property that takes you so into its element than Animal Kingdom does, right? Is that fair? You walk in there, the music, the smells, everything is Africa. So when I first, later when I stayed at Jumbo, I just kind of thought it's going to be the same thing. I mean, it's going to be Kidani, Jumbo, it's Africa. Can I say I was pleasantly surprised that to me, Jumbo took it to a whole nother level when I walked into that lobby. So I'm Jumbo when it comes to theme and decor. They're both amazing, but Jumbo does have a little bit of an edge. I think if I had to pick one over the other, it's Jumbo.
See, now, Brad, you actually just convinced me to change my vote, but it's too late to do it in CrowdPur, okay? So CrowdPur is officially off now because you've changed me after. I demand a recount, okay?
That's what I'm here to do, mess things up.
Well, it does because I had the same experience. I walked into the Kidani lobby first and was absolutely blown away and transported, okay? And I was done, and because it was nice, quiet, and quaint, and I felt like it was very reflective of what I would see in a real African village, okay? Right? Now, when I walked into Jumbo, I was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful, this is grand, this is whatever, but I couldn't see that opulent level of grandeur happening in an African village, okay? I just couldn't quite... I couldn't like put the two together, that level of grandeur in African village. Okay. And now that you mention it, I do think Kidani's lobby it speaks to me. Okay. So with that being said and done, I'm going team Kidani there, even though I didn't make it onto the vote.
So CrowdPur's wrong.
So CrowdPur is wrong on that one. And I could have got away with it except for the fact that it says 100%.
Yeah.
So otherwise I could have just swept it under the rug, but okay. We'll figure that out next time then, right?
So. Yeah, go back. Got to delete that.
But you can't go wrong. This is Clash of the Titans. Both of these resorts are fantastic, beautiful.
They are. Unparalleled. Yes. They truly are. That's why I put the lobby behind me. Like, see this lobby behind me? Like, that just, all the colors and everything, that just looks, you know, that just
incredible.
Looks African village themed, okay? So, okay, we'll go back out to the Savannah now and determine where we're going to vote next. But
Okay, here we go.
Next up on the list, Wendy, can you handle parking for us and transportation?
I can. Actually, this one I don't think that there's much of a debate about is that Team Kidani for sure. It has the best perk of all is when you get the bus, Kidani is the first bus stop. So in the morning, the bus is empty and you can get on the bus and you're not standing up to go to the parks. Of course, that's all changed now, but you definitely can make it on there. And then when you come back after a long day at the park, you're the first stop let off at Kidani rather than waiting that extra few minutes to go to Jumbo House. So definitely transportation is a win. And then the parking at Kidani, it's underground. So in the hot Florida sun, your car is not sitting way out in a parking lot. You don't have to walk in the rain. You don't have to, you know, fight the weather and the elements to get to the hotel. You park underground and then just take the elevator up to your room. So Kidani has it hands down over Jumbo House.
Yes. If you are driving, because just going back to the overhead map, okay, let me come back into the overhead map of these resorts and I'll point out what everybody complains about on these resorts, okay, is when you're just looking at this and you see this building from the top, if you're here at this entrance, way down here at the bottom, and you got to hoof it all the way through that resort back to your room, it's a long walk, okay? It is an awfully long walk. And that's one of the downsides of having it spread out on the Savannah the way they do, is you've got this walk to deal with, okay? But on the Kidani side, you can actually park underneath your room, okay? And by parking underneath your room, you can eliminate some of that walk if you've rented a car or you drove, okay? Either one of those two will work for you. So I think that's a statement and a thing that has to be made here as well. So, Brad, you got any thoughts here on us?
No.
He's ready to vote. He's ready.
You're ready to vote. Okay.
Anything to talk about it.
Oh, Rebecca points out that the Disney Springs buses go to Jumbo first, and they each have their own Magic Kingdom routes. Okay, that could sway somebody. I think that's a good point, right?
We were at one time and we made the mistake of not asking for a room at Kanani close to the lobby, and whatever is the furthest room away, I mean, it would literally take us like 8 minutes to walk to our room. We did not drive. Yeah. So I wish now I had driven so I could have parked, you know, half the distance to my room there.
Right.
At Kanani.
If you don't have a car,
it's funny because.
Yeah,
Russ's write-up says that Jumbo House is a long walk. And then on the comparison to Kanani, even longer. Okay.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. You'll get your exercise.
Well, I mean, Kanani is shaped with two semicircles, okay? So you come in the center, and then you get, we were almost to the last building out there.
Yeah.
And so it was a hoof, okay? And then wait on an elevator to go up a few floors as well if you didn't get on floor two. Mm. Yeah. But that's where we were like, yeah, if we're driving Team Kanani all the way, okay? So, Sam, you ready to, kick us off in a vote here.
Yep. Right. Kanani.
Team Kanani. Wendy?
Yep. Team Kanani.
Okay. Brad?
Shocker. Team Kanani.
Team Kanani, and I'm going to make it a sweep with Team Kanani there.
There you go. That's the one I knew the answer to.
Got it. Okay. So, Gina, where are you at there?
Yeah, Kanani, that's the one I knew the answer to. With the parking under covered at parking, you can't beat covered parking. That's it.
There you go. Okay. Yep. And just taking a peek over at our crowd per here. So 85% is Team Kanani of people playing at home as well. So Jumbo just got another vote. That's what's cool about this is we can kind of get the crowd temperature live as we do this. So that's kind of a cool function there as well. So then we've got what I consider one of my favorite things to talk about in DVC. I swear I'm going to do a whole comparison show on this one of these days, but the best pools and water features. Okay. And I had to make this pools and water features simply due to the fact that it's not just about the pool itself. Okay. You've got the children's splash areas and everything else there. So, Brad, why don't you tell us a little bit about the pools here?
So, let's talk about the Kanani pools first. For a long time, I heard people saying, well, you're going to like Jumbo's pool a lot better because it's bigger and it's this and it's that. And I hadn't been to Jumbo. I'd only been to Kanani. I fell in love with the Kanani pools because of the actual decor of it, the theming. You walk in and it just feels like you're in the wild. The slide seems to be more natural, the way that it's built into the rock. The water play area, when my kids were little, we would have a blast in there. Of course, I didn't need the kids with me to have fun. I could squirt somebody else's kids. It was just as much fun. But the water play area there is excellent. And the pool, it's while I never measured it. I guess probably is a little smaller. It's smaller than Jumbo's, but it wasn't so small that it was inconvenient. It was big enough to where it never felt like it was crowded. And so when I did go to Jumbo, I enjoyed the pool. It has a slide. The slide was similar experience. The pool was nice. I just personally didn't think it was quite as themed as the Kanani was. I mean, it had trees around it. It, you know, it could feel like it, but Kanani just felt like it was more worked in and integrated into the environment to make it feel more like it was a natural pool setting in Africa. So that's the two key things that I would share about Kanani and Jumbo.
Got it. Okay. I know when Shannon, in previous shows with Shannon, she talked about how the Jumbo pool was her son's favorite. But now you're talking a toddler, like 3-4 year old level, and he liked it because it was short enough and he could be in plain view the entire time. So it was the only slide that they would let him turn him loose and let him go up there on himself. Right. That's good. So he can do it 100% by himself.
Right.
Okay. Whereas with Kidani, you've got to climb up rocks in a backside, and it's a nice long slide with multiple twists and turns. And it's probably one of the top five slides on property, if you ask me. Okay. But she couldn't do that. So that's the only person that I've really heard speak highly of that jumbo slide. And then you said it was good, but I'm like, man, to me, it's the worst slide in all of Walt Disney World. Okay. There's like, it's not, doesn't do like a, it does like little slight bends at best. Okay.
So you just mentioned it was really short. I had never thought about the fact that it was short, because it just never really, it was a slide.
It doesn't appeal.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it was to me. And then Kidani, you've got the hot tubs at the top, you know, near the entrance to the slide, and you've got the one down at the bottom. Okay. Yep. So you've got multiple hot tubs there. You've got one of the most immersive pools, because when you're in that pool and you're out overlooking that marsh area, it still fits into, even though you're in Central Florida and it's a Central Florida marsh, it still is transportive to Africa. And you feel like you're remote. You can't really see the resort very well due to the trees and the placement. Just feel like you're away from everything. So I'm, not to mention the splash area, all of that, the dry play area there as well. You can kind of stay dry on some of it. Okay.
Yeah. Unless I'm at the water cannon and I can find a way.
Fred's going to rip it off and get you. So
that happened.
That's great.
Yeah. I'd have to agree. Like the theming, I like the Kidani pool theming. I think the only thing you can say about the Kidani pool as a negative is it's a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is small.
But you know, the theming, the bar there is nice. It's about probably equal bars at both. You know, not a lot of food there, as you mentioned earlier, Chad. But yeah, it's definitely a tale of two slides. The best slide at Disney, the worst slide at Disney. I agree with you, Chad.
Yeah. And then you've also got the little tiny kid slide. Okay. You have a toddler slide at Kidani as well. Okay. So they can easily.
And their kids area.
Yeah.
Their kids area is superior to.
Their kids area is like, I used to say it was the best. And then I started watching all the kids have fun over at Polly. And I started, you know, even the little smaller area over at Copper Creek. And I'm like, and they have a blast wherever they are. So I think it's more fun for us as adults to go back in there and play. Okay, to Brad's point of him squirting other people's kids. But yeah, so I used to say it was the best kids area. And now I've just watched enough kids that I have to come back in and go, I don't know that I can make that comparison anymore. Just doing my own sample of what I could see from the kids there as well. And so coming back into some crowd comments, Mary says that it's a short slide for sure. And she's also saying, give a kid a pool and they're happy. And that is very true. Just add water and yes, you have a happy kid. Okay. Winston was saying the kid splash area at Kidani is good for younger kids. And Mary says, I like the jumbo pool because you can easily watch the kids on the slide. That's the same argument that Shannon made as well. Whereas I prefer the quality slides and I'm the dad who's like, come on, kids, let's go. And then I go down first and, you know, I'm down there to catch them. But that was when they couldn't swim. So now I'm just like, hey, go knock yourself out. You're at Disney, right? And you're also 8 and 9 years old as well. So I'll race you down. Okay. Like see who can do the most slides, but that's my take on that today as well. So let's come back in and do a quick vote here. Then Sam, where are you at on this issue?
I will have to go with again, team Kidani for best pool. Again, both pools are great. If I have to pick Kidani.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Wendy.
Okay. No question. Team Kidani. My grandson calls it going to the water park. He's just happy with that splash area.
He loves it.
And I actually think the smaller, intimate feeling of the pool, it just seems more relaxing. I just like it better.
Yeah. I think you can have a genuine pool day there. Okay. And it feels resort relaxing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brad?
Yes.
Wow. I'll take all of your descriptions, including that last one, Chad. Definitely Kidani, for the exact reasons you guys just said. Feels like I'm still in Africa. I'm having a pool day. It's very quiet. The fact that it's small makes it almost nicer because I just feel like I'm at a hotel.
Got it. People. Yeah. And Brad, I'm going to need you to pick up those squirt guns because that Kidani pool is on fire, brother. So
yeah.
Kidani all the way for me. Okay.
Lawsuits are coming.
As well. We'll check in with the crowd here, and the crowd is 88% Team Donnie, Team Kidani, and 12% Team Jumbo. It's getting late, and I'm messing up words. So,
okay, only two more.
Yes, only two more. And actually, the next one is kind of short as well. We're talking about best guest amenities there. So, Wendy, why don't you go ahead and lead us off on this one, and I'll go back to the Savannah to my neutral ground.
Okay. So, again, the guest amenities are pretty similar at both of the hotels. This is the one property, I think, when if you hear of someone saying that they want to have a resort stay, I think you hear them saying Animal Kingdom Lodge. There's so much to do. It's the activities at the pool. There's a playground at Jumbo House. It's the other activities they have there. I know we did cookie decorating, for example, which is a free activity every afternoon. I think it was at 1 o'clock at Kidani, 3 o'clock at Jumbo House. They also have a tour of the kitchen that you can take. It's right outside of Boma every evening. Again, it's free. There's lots of things to do at the resorts as far as cultural activities. They have a bead program where the kids can take a little a sheet of paper, and they have to go and check off each of the categories. And for every category that they complete, they get a bead. And if they're all done with all the activities, the beads make a bracelet. So these are all free activities that both of the resorts have. So in my opinion, they're very similar. The one thing that I think we decided to talk about that Jumbo House had was club level. I'm probably the only one that didn't feel club level was worth the amount of points I paid to stay there. I know Sam disagrees with me, but I think that's the only winner that I see at Jumbo House.
Got it. And then you've also got the community hall there as well over at Jumbo. All right, over at Kidani.
Kidani, yep.
Yeah, you definitely got community hall there. And then the other thing that you've got over at Jumbo is the Simba's Playhouse area, which is a quasi community hall. Okay. It used to be childcare, and then they kind of backed away from the childcare. Right? Some. Yeah.
I think it's closed now, isn't it?
Well, it's quasi community hall from the last reports that we got.
The last I heard, it was still open. They could go in there, but there's nobody manning it, doing events with them, and you can't leave them there.
Yeah, we were there last fall. We were there last fall, and it was open, as I recall. This might have been the fall before, and our daughter made stoneware. I'll call it stoneware. They actually baked it and brought it back to your room like the next day. So there definitely was something there in the fall. So I don't think they've totally closed it down.
Yeah, and then we've got you got a spa over there as well, a mini spa. Okay, I do think Kidani has a slightly better gym workout area if that's your thing, is to burn a few extra calories. If you don't,
yeah, walk by it. It looks really good.
What's that?
Yeah, walk by it. It looks really good.
Yeah, as well. Okay, and let's see here. I think we mentioned earlier as well that you've also got the dining packages where you can go out on the Savannah Safari tours, okay, through them. And that's, I believe, offered through a Jumbo restaurant, but the Sunset Savannah is somewhat between the two. And I know that tour goes out there on that because I've seen people on it. I don't know how you would divide that between both of them because it starts at one resort, but it definitely goes over to the other as well.
And you have to be careful because that changes. As I remember, was maybe last year, they had a different safari one, and it was tied to Sanaa, if I remember correctly. So that may switch up.
Okay. It very well could. It very well could there. And then the best amenity that I think they have here in this whole debate is the little bus that does nothing but run back and forth between both of them. Okay. So if you're torn in your overall team jumbo, but you've heard a lot of us talk Team Kanani, a real short bus rider walk over between the two. Okay.
Like that.
Just at a point. Oh, go ahead, Chad. Sorry.
I was going to say, I know a bunch of people who will do a room request to come back into Kidani and request a Savannah View room that is near Jumbo House so that they get the better bathrooms, but they're also really short walking distance over to Jumbo. Oh, and that's a really cool strategy and a pro tip that I've heard as well. Okay. Now, my family always just asks for something close to the pool because we go to the pool more often than we go to Jumbo. And we kind of bring groceries in, so we really do use the kitchen. But that was a nice pro tip as well. So let's come back in and hit some of these comments and do this, and then we'll kind of get this going. But so Mary says the community hall at Kidani is the best. And another vote for community hall. A vote for club level is amazing. And then Rebecca is also saying Kidani has a nature guide come out to the bus stop with fossils and games for the kids to play while they wait.
That I hadn't seen that for really a while. Cool.
Yeah, no, I can see them doing that because the community hall is right outside the bus stop. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's really convenient for them to do that. Mary was saying that at Ceramics, Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is Jumbo, has a kiln. So you can paint the stuff there and they can fire it there as well. And Justin said, we had big plans to do all the activities in our 4 days at Kidani, but we couldn't stop staring at the animals. So we just stayed on the balcony all day. That would be my wife.
Great picture.
Yeah. That would be my wife. Okay. So let's come back in and give this thing a vote here for best guest amenities. Are you Team Jumbo or Team Kidani? Go ahead and vote if you're playing at home on the smartphone. Sam, why don't you lead us off here?
So I am addicted to Animal Kingdom club level. I'm a lobby guy, and one of the unsung benefits of club is you walk in the front door, you turn right to the elevators, go up to the sixth floor, walk to your room, and as you walk to your room, you look out on the lobby, that fantastic lobby of Animal Kingdom Lodge. So yes, you get the standard club level stuff that you would get at any club level if you've had the opportunity to do that before. But you also have the perfect location of any room. You have the best room location possible. So I'm a fan. I signed up and bought Animal Kingdom for that one purpose. I am voting Jumbo for amenities.
Okay.
Wendy, club.
Where are you at amenities here?
I am voting Team Kidani because my club experience was not as good as Sam's club experience. And just the intimacy of all the kids' activities nearby, the community hall, just, I don't know, it just feels like it's smaller, I don't know, more relaxing feel. So Team Kidani.
Got it. Brad, where are you at?
I will be club level there in August. In October, I'll be back club level next June. I'm club level all the way, Sam.
All right. And
listen, I get it. It's just the experience. You just feel like you're something special there. I'm sorry you had a bad experience. I'm sure it happens for everybody. But yeah, they're just the little things that come with club level and just the opportunity to do that. It's the only resort that a DVC person can get into club level using their points. Yeah. And when you talk about the how much the points cost, it's 10 points more than it would be for a Savannah View per night. So for most of the stays. And so to me, that's for a one bedroom, 10 points. So to me, I'll spend the extra money. So I'm Jumbo because of club level. Yep.
Got it.
Which makes the other thing Chad mad. Because he hasn't got there yet. I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying.
The other thing that I had heard about club level rooms, and those of you who have stayed there can back me up on this, some of them don't even have a Savannah view. Okay.
Correct.
Some of them could be looking correct. At the pool.
There's no Savannah room.
They're 50-50, correct. Actually, I thought.
So there's no okay. guarantee.
Yeah.
There's no category where you can get one yeah. or the other. You can
there's no guarantee there's no- club. Yeah. Got it.
Got it. As to which room view you would get.
But I will mention the floor that the club level rooms are. I guess which floor has the bridge? So just thought I'd mention.
I think the bridge is on level
The bridge
five.
Is one level below.
Oh, is it? Oh, my yeah. gosh. I feel stupid now. I could have sworn my wife came out at club level and went right out on the bridge and had a cool time together just talking and chatting and standing on that bridge, listening to the music, looking out at the animals. That bridge is cool. Oh, well, got so much it. For me being so smart.
Got it. So, I'm like so torn on this one as well. I want to try club level sometime, but I know me and I know the way I look at this and I know the way my head goes. Like, gee, I could compare a lake view at Bay Lake Tower, which I love, and go, but I can go from a one bedroom Bay Lake Tower to a two bedroom at Old Key West and save the points and get more space. So I don't know that I'm going to like depart with the points to pay for club level. Okay. Not a huge drinker. And yeah, the times I have drank at Walt Disney World, I can't say it's ended so well. That shortest stumble home from Epcot thing is real.
It's a short stumble to your room from the club. So
true.
Yeah, this is true. I guess it's a shorter stumble there, right?
It is.
And I think you'd probably pick them up and just take them to your room, couldn't you?
Great African wines they serve there, Chad. You'll love it.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. So I think it is on my list, Mary. So I will be doing a split stay and staying there because I don't think I could get a whole stay there. But until I see the awesomeness there, I'm going to have to go Team Kidani for the community hall. Okay.
Somebody's got to break the tie. Who would that be?
So
it's me. So after listening, I do want to stay club level just once so I can really compare for real. So I am Team Jumbo until I try club level. And if I don't like it, then I'll switch.
Got it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So let's check back in then with our crowd. And so far our crowd is pretty well split, but leaning towards Jumbo here, 56-44. Jumbo to Kidani, and that's a pretty interesting mix. 59 now, somebody else voted. So closing that, you know, or increasing the gap there at Jumbo. And so now we're going to come back into our best overall resort. And so Gina, why don't you just go ahead and warp us over and we'll do this overall best deal. So I think we've pretty well covered everything else that there is to say. We just move into the voting rounds. If anybody has a comment that's watching, what you think is the best overall resort between the two, we'd love to hear from you and get this thing rolling. So best overall resort, Sam, bring us home.
Both these resorts are fantastic. You can't go wrong. I mean, I think the main win of Kidani is those extra bathrooms in the one bedroom and two bedroom. Mm. They are not to be underestimated. I'm going to be taking advantage of one of those at Bay Lake Tower. Same layout, so I know the value there. I'm a lobby guy, and the Animal Kingdom lobby is just breathtaking. All the experiences right there, walking into that resort. So I am Team Jumbo, but I'm also prior to that Team Animal Kingdom Lodge because this is a great resort. It's a great resort only place, 3 or 4 days. Mm. You don't have to leave, but I'll vote for Team Jumbo.
That's another pro tip that I've heard members do as well. If they're doing a split stay, they'll even consider a three-way split stay to just end their vacation at Animal Kingdom because it's so relaxing. It's like you go gung-ho in the park for 5-6 days and then come to Animal Kingdom and chill for 2 to 3 more. And just like decompress and get ready to go back into the real world. I've heard a lot of people make that comment that they really like the resort for that. So I think that was a good point. Wendy, what are you thinking here?
Okay. I'm definitely Team Kidani. And the way we use our DVC is I'm also Bay Lake Tower. So we do a split stay almost every time. And we'll stay Bay Lake Tower and kind of go, 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 go. And then we switch to Kidani. Do Animal Kingdom in the park and then have a little day or two to just enjoy the resort. And that really, you don't feel like you're leaving your vacation exhausted because you have that extra time a day to relax. So definitely Team Kidani. And also for what Sam had said too about the rooms being a little bit larger, the extra bathroom. It's a win-win-win for us.
Got it. Brad?
So I've been a DVC member since 2004. I got in on Saratoga Springs before it was really done yet. So, so I've been enjoying the DVC experience for a long time. And you know, when Animal Kingdom first opened, there was a lot of people, and still not that long ago, where people would really talk bad about Animal Kingdom because it's so far away, because the only transportation are buses, and the buses are slower, and on all the things, and they're right and all those things. But I don't know about you guys, but what I've noticed that over the last year, maybe 18 months, how many more people, the more people that end up at least staying at Animal Kingdom, they're changing their tune. Yes, it's still true. Transportation's rough. The buses are no fun. But there's an experience to be had at any Animal Kingdom lodge that is just very unique. So I love them both. It's hard for me to pick one child I love better than the other. I love them both. To me, perfect day. I'm like you. I'm a big split stay guy, but it's usually because I can only get a couple days at club level, so I got to split. But to me, if you're ever going to do a resort where you're going to do a non-park trip to just get away, is there a better resort? It's tough. But I got to pick one or the other. So because of the experience that, because what I'm looking for at Animal Kingdom when I go there, I think you nailed it. Chad, you said the lobby and everything at Kidani, it's more polished. It's more, you know, it's beautiful. I feel like when I walk into Jumbo, it just feels more like I'm there. That's just the way that I feel. And because of club level and all the other things, if I've got to pick one of my children to spend Christmas with, Jumbo.
And he has the fancy.
That's the one I printed.
Saving it for last.
Yeah.
That's great.
Saving it for last.
Yep.
Oh, man. My wife got a hold of Team Kidani and that extra bathroom. And with getting kids ready and five people in one bathroom, it's we are one bedroom people. And it's just not even a question. Like I would have to literally drag her and convince her to go someplace else.
So they'll grow that up being one said, day, you'll join us when they grow up.
What's that? Oh yeah. When we kick them out the house.
Gone.
Yeah. But because I've got that, I've got the great memories of the pool and everything as well. And I like driving. Okay. I like having a car when I'm there. I don't like relying on Disney transportation. So I love to be able to run to the grocery store and get things. I love to be able to run off property, and the parking just can't be beat. It's the best parking that's out there. One of the best slides, one of the best relaxing pools and bread service, right? I'm going Team Kidani. Okay. All the way, all day long. But let's come back in and see how the crowd has answered this as well. And it's a little shocking here, but 67% of the people are going Team Jumbo. Gina, where did you end up after this whole debate?
After the whole debate, this is really hard, but I think I'm Team Kidani because of the parking situation. That's always an issue. I need to have a car. So parking and having the ease of if I have to use a bus, that I'm right there. I can just go right out and I'm at the bus. So it's all about transportation. So Team Kidani for me.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, that pretty much wraps us up. Let me see if there's any final comments here from the crowd. And so Steve was saying Animal Kingdom Kidani now has the electronic monitor.
It's electronic. I think there's extra fat finger there.
Okay. Electric monitors to let you know how long the bus wait will be, and you can also see it in MDE. That's a really good. And I think that's
my last husband. Day there. It worked about 50% of the time.
Well.
Hey, moving in the right clock,
just like a broken clock. It works twice a day. There you go.
And yes, the extra bathrooms there. I don't know why we quit building them in Riviera, okay? Unless it was just too expensive to build out, because that was a step backwards, okay? Mm-hmm. To not have those extra bathrooms in there. Yeah. We have McGrand Cal as well. Those are the only three resorts.
Yeah.
And they are awesome, okay? And Justin's saying Kidani has covered parking, great slide, relaxing pool, Sanaa. Mm-hmm. Probably the best restaurant on property.
Best bread.
Okay.
The best bread for sure.
Extra bathroom, so many comforts. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Mary's just saying she loves the split stays. Well, I guess you could do a split stay between Kidani and Jumbo if you really wanted to. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to wrap this up. Here is Animal Kingdom is an amazing resort and everyone should stay there once. I really do truly believe this resort is the darling gem of DVC. This is a resort and experience you will not find any place else in the United States or North America, as far as I can tell. Okay. And this experience is just awesome. And every DVC member needs to come there once. Every DVC member needs to make this decision for themselves and book one of these two phenomenal resorts. Okay.
Yep.
So with that being said and done, thank you guys for tuning in. Gina, what's on the horizon for next week? Do we have a schedule lined out?
If we end up doing the shootout, it's going to be Copper Creek versus Boulder Ridge, unless their breaking news comes out.
Okay. Unless some breaking news or we just don't feel like doing it. Okay. Taking a little bit of a break from these. These are a little bit more work to pull off. Okay. Because we got to recruit people who have an opinion and research and knowledge, and that takes just a little bit of time.
Thanks everybody for coming tonight. That was great.
Yeah, we do have a Copper Creek versus Boulder Ridge coming up, and then we will end the summer shootout series with Vero versus Hilton Head. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
So that should be a great series because I know there are some passionate members on both of those sides, on both of those resorts there. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Have a great night and we will see you next time. Thanks. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night. Bye. Good night.
Jumbo, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.